Amen. Praise the Lord. If you have your Bible, turn this morning to Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. The Bible says in verse 1, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also." Now watch this. "Knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But now watch this, but God commendeth His love toward us, me and you, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for you." He died for us. Amen. And he goes on, verse 7, he said, "Hey, and much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him." As we look at this morning for just a little bit, and boy, I tell you, God really began to work on my heart with this week, and I thank God for that. I don't know if you about you, but I like it when God comes into where I'm at and begins to stir in my heart and massage my heart with those loving hands and show me, praise God, just how much He cares for me. And as I begin to look at this and I begin to think upon it, I begin to think about how good God is, that He gives us in His holy right a way in which we can go, a way which is approved of God, that we might have that right fellowship and a right relationship. And I want to say this morning, did we get a right fellowship and a relationship with our Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit of God, we'll never have a right relationship with folks here on earth. It just don't work, and it won't work out. But praise God, when we've set the Lord first and we seek Him with all our heart, praise God, we can find Him where He is. Amen. He'll move into us and take up His abode. But we see Paul as he's writing here to the Romans in chapter 5, and he said, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God." He said, through our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to say, if there's ever going to be any peace in our heart, it's going to come through the Lord Jesus Christ. We won't have no peace in this world. We won't have no peace in this old flesh. I told them Wednesday night, God don't save His flesh. He saved your soul. Amen. That never dying soul that we have in our bodies. Praise God, when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ and the free pardon of sin, He saves our soul. This old flesh will give us problems. Yeah, all the days of our life. This old flesh will cause us, we'll have issues with the flesh. But praise God, when we're saved, brother, when we're born again, child of God, praise God, it makes a difference in the flesh. Did you just get, let me say that again. When we're saved, when we're born again, brother Jeff, it makes a difference in the flesh. If we continue to live our lives and there ain't something changing about the flesh, praise God, hey, we better check up what we got inside. But Paul says here, said we're justified by the faith. Now I want to preach this morning for just a minute, if God will be my help, on three steps to happiness. Three steps. How many like to be happy? Amen. Raise your hand. Amen. I don't believe there's a soul here that didn't raise your hand and say, "Well, I'd like to be happy." Every one of us would like to be happy. Amen. And happiness comes from the Lord, praise God. It's through joy in the Lord. When we put the Lord first and we allow the Lord to have it right away, praise God, because He knows what we need. He knows where we're at, and He knows where we need to go to. He knows the direction we need to take, praise God, and He's got the road map to help us get there. Amen. Praise God. He makes a difference in our life. So Paul's talking here about the justification by faith. Now, if you go back in Romans chapter 4, he gives us an illustration of justification. He gives an illustration of 10. He said that Abraham believed God. Amen. That's what faith is. That's just believing God. That's taking God at His word. Hey, I don't know about you. I don't have a problem with that. But you know what? Over the last few weeks, I've run into several people that say, "Well, I know God says, but..." They've got a problem with the way God, maybe not what the way God says it, but what God requires in it. Amen. See, I ain't got a problem with it in the beginning. The Bible tells me in the beginning God, and praise God, I believe it from there out. Amen. Praise God, I believe this whole book is the inerrant, infallible Word of God that'll speak to me and speak to you and help our hearts in this journey called life. Amen. And if there's ever been a time or a people that need help, it's me and you. We need help today. We cannot help ourselves. See, He gives us an illustration of faith. And He said that Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. But He goes on and he defines what that faith is in verse 5. He said, but to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly. Amen. He said, his faith is counted for right. It's not about what you do. Praise God, it's about what you believe. Amen. He said, we have to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the death, burial, and the resurrection, that there was a living, loving Savior, praise God, that died for me and you and got up on that third morning. Praise God, so that we could rise up, praise God, above everything in this world. Amen. Praise the Lord. So He gives us this illustration. He gives us a definition. But He also gets, He says, you know what? It's not about what we do. I want to say this morning, we can't be good enough to get to heaven. I can't be, you can't be. Well, Pastor Jeff, you're the pastor. You ought to be good enough to get in. I'm not. If I count on my own merits to get me in, I'd die and go to hell lost without God. I was talking to a fellow yesterday, and I said, you know what? Somebody said, well, you know what? If you're going to be a child of God, you got to live it. I said, you know what? You can't live it without the liver. Amen. The liver, what? You know what are you talking about, preacher? You're talking about that organ in our body, just like that organ in our body that takes out all the old vileness and the waste out of us and gets rid of it through the blood, praise God. The liver, Lord Jesus Christ, does the same thing. And we can't do it by ourselves. And He says, not of works, lest any man should boast. Amen. But He says in Ephesians chapter 2, Brother Charles read this morning, verse 8 said, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. He said, it's a gift of God. Amen. You say, what are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I said, when we partake in that precious gift that's given from God, amen, the precious Lamb of God, it takes away the sins of the world, cast them into the sea of forgetfulness, never be remembered no more. That amazes me about God. It's not that He can't remember. Amen, because He's God. There's nothing. He's got perfect records, by the way. Everything we've ever said, everything we've ever done, He knows about it. But praise God, when we ask Jesus, forgive our sin, come in our heart, and we make Him our Lord of our life, praise God, He casts all that old stuff into the sea of forgetfulness and chooses not to remember it no more. Amen. The old devil may bring up your old life, but praise God, you're just pointing to what is ahead. I mean, glory be God. Just rejoice and shout and praise God, amen. And hey, the old devil, praise God, said he had to flee. Amen. I know we talk about it all the time. Brother Rex says all the time over in James where it says, submit yourself to God, amen, and resist the devil, and he'll flee. Amen. But we have to submit ourselves to God. Amen. So we see here the transforming power that God has, justification. He said it's through believing on Lord Jesus Christ. He said it's not anything that we do. He said it's not even keeping the law. See, the law was God's guideline. That tells just show us how wrong we are and how right He is. Amen. How we are not sufficient within ourselves. I'm afraid if we become so self-efficient in America that we don't think we need God no more. I tell you, it could be no more from the truth. We need God in America more than we ever have. I don't know if you've looked around lately. We ain't running well. Amen. I mean, that's it's political correctness. It's liberalism is everywhere. Everything's okay. But I won't say everything ain't okay with God. Amen. God, hey listen, a newsflash, God hasn't changed His mind. Amen. What was sin when you as a little old kid sat in Sunday school, praise God, it may have been 50, 60, 70 years ago, it's still sin today. Amen. And the law can't set you free from that. The law can't bring you out of that. Amen. It was just a school teacher. But he said that Abraham believed God and it was counted to him for righteousness. What we've got to do, young, is just believe God unto justification. That we're God to, because we believe in Him, praise God. He said, because of the many infallible proofs, because that all the folks before us that seen Jesus alive and running well, praise God, glory to God, that we could see Him alive and running well too. Amen. Jesus ain't He's not a man on a cross, and He's not a man in a tomb. But praise God, He's rose up victorious over death and over doom. Amen. Glory be to God. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for you and you and you and you and you, praise God, according to His perfect will. That He might lift us up, praise God. Edify us, glory to God. Put us on a place where He can look at the Father and say, I'm proud of that one. Amen. I don't know about you, but there's something changed in my heart and I want God to be proud of me. Amen. I want to move up. I want to move up a little closer. It's my desire, Brother Robert, to get just a little bit closer every day. Hey, Brother Robert moved up to the front. Hey, man, he got up here to the spitting section. Praise the Lord. Hey, man, Brother Kim comes in. He gets right there in the second pew. He said, praise God, I need to get it out. You know what they're saying? He said, praise God, I want to get something on me. Something I can take to the house. Something, hey, praise God, that'll encourage my heart. Amen. So that I can realize, praise God, that I've been justified just as if I'd never sinned. You say, preacher, how do you do that? By trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean totally all out faith in Him, believing in Him that He's able to do all things. Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe. Don't you? But I tell you, I've had me a time this week. I was up there with James, praise God, and that young man, his faith, they're hitting him with that chemo again. This is, the fourth time maybe? He's been on chemo constantly for over a year. But they hit it back. And you know what? He's been going on there and texting people, emailing, and saying, hey, you know what? I believe God can. He said, I've not give up, praise God. You know what's wrong with most of us? Our faith is weak and we give up too easy. Amen. But if we've been justified, if a justification's been applied to our life, praise God, the first step is being born again. Once we're saved, once we trust and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, He begins to make that difference. He's the one that gives us His confidence. Amen. My confidence in me is weak. I mean, I tell you what, if you catch your confidence in me, I'll let you down before today's through. Brother Kim said, he told me today, he said, Pastor, so I told him, you're my sponsor. I said, well, I appreciate that. I love you, but hey, man, you need to just trust in the Lord. Amen. Pray God. You need to go above Pastor Jeff's head. Amen. Glory be to God. And say, Lord Jesus, I'm trusting in You. Amen. Pray God, because He's the one that makes a difference in Pastor Jeff. Without Him, I'm nothing. But praise God, He's all in all. He's altogether lovely. He's the great I Am and the love of my life. Amen. Praise the Lord. I love Him with all my heart. I thank Him for what He did for me. For justifying my own righteous, a rotten soul and making me righteous in the eyes of God. Amen. Praise His holy name. Justify. If we're ever going to have peace, have happiness, step number one, there's got to be justification. Amen. Bible says in Romans 4:20, it says about old Abraham, he said he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving God the glory. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, I am what I am by the grace of God. Amen. It's the Lord Jesus Christ that makes me who I am. It's my faith in Him, praise God, that gives me strength. It's my faith in Him that gives me boldness. Amen. It's all about Him. I tell you what, I've had me a time this week. I think God just opened the doors, Brother Jeff. Just opened the doors. And sometimes, I'll be honest, sometimes you wonder, Lord, you know, not again. You know, I just, I pushed, I pushed, I went, I've gone, and then another comes in. You say, oh God, when's this ever going to stop? I pray God tell you when it's going to stop, when we get home, glory to God. But every time I go, God opens a door, and we just rejoice and praise God together, and God just moves down, moves upon the situation, and glory shows up. Amen. Amen. You know why? Because I expect it. Amen. Wherever I go, Brother David, there he is. Amen. Praise the Lord, I tell you. I don't know what the people this week, probably close to 20 people that God's put in our path, and we've got together sometimes 5 or 6 at a time and just get the praise in God and giving Him glory. And people look at you funny, but that's all right. Amen. Why? Because I've been justified. Pray God, I took that first step, glory be to God, unto salvation, unto the Lord, unto eternal life, unto happiness in accepting the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Paul said, justified by faith. Hey, that's how I got in. My faith is in the Lord. Amen. My faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's step one. That's the first step that we all have to take. We have to put our faith and our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hey, listen. You may be here and you may have made a New Year's resolution that you're going to do better and be better. You're going to give up this and you're going to do that. But I want to say, you're weak in yourselves. But praise God, if we make a New Year's resolution that we're going to put our faith and our confidence in the precious Lamb of God that saves us from our sin and will also keep us, glory be to God, we can have victory. Amen. Justification by faith, step number one. Step number two is sanctification in the Lord Jesus Christ. Sanctification, that's setting apart, that's setting aside for the glory of God. Amen? In Leviticus chapter 20, the Bible tells us in Leviticus chapter 19, and He tells us in verse 1, or verse 2, the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, verse 1, verse 2, He says, speak unto all the congregation of children of Israel, and say unto them, now watch this, ye shall be holy, for I, the Lord, your God, am holy. Now what God's saying to Israel right there in Leviticus, now He's giving them the things that they need, because they're going into a foreign land. They're going up against a whole lot of adversary in the foreign land. So He said, so God begins to give Moses all the things that they need to stand upon, praise God, so that they can survive in a foreign land. I want to say, we're living in a foreign land. Amen. This is not our home. Amen. We're just pilgrims and sojourners, Brother Dean, passing through. Amen. So He tells them, He said, be ye holy. He said, in other words, what God said, Brother Rush, He said, hey, I want you to be like Me. Amen. He said, don't cut corners. Don't take the easy way. He said, just go My way. You'll be all right. Praise God. I won't say God's way is the highway. Amen. I don't want to take a low way when I've got a highway. Amen. You'll get that after a while and have you a spell. Amen. Glory to God. I'm glad God's got a highway. Bring me above all this mess of this world. Gives me peace and joy. But He goes on in chapter 20, Leviticus chapter 20, and He's speaking to the children of the defilement that's going to be there. And in verse 7, it just jumped out at me the other day. I mentioned it Sunday, Wednesday night. In verse 7, the Bible says, sanctify yourself therefore and be holy, for I am the Lord your God. Amen. So the one that's speaking here is God Almighty. Jehovah God, amen, the one, praise God, that holds the key to everything. And He said, sanctify yourselves. Had you ever think about that? That we need to sanctify ourselves? Amen. I have to sanctify myself. In other words, I have to set aside myself. I have to bring apart myself. Amen. You have to sanctify yourself. You have to pull yourself out from amongst them. Amen. What He's talking about here, He said, sanctify yourself. In other words, it means to make yourself sanctified. Amen. To make yourself separate, to make yourself different. Amen? To make a self-difference in your life by that relationship you have with God. In other words, what it's doing, it's taking away, Brother Robert, all the compromise. Amen? I think, you know what's wrong with us Baptists? We like to compromise. Just a little bit, oh, this little bit won't hurt. You know, but what happens on the other end? Huh? On the other end of the spectrum, that little bit could hurt a whole lot more than what you think. I mean, number one, it could tarnish your testimony. Number one, it could discourage a brethren. Number two, praise God, it could deceive the lost. Amen. So he said we need to make this sanctification. We need to make a change in our life toward God. Amen. Not only does it mean to make, but it means to pronounce. Amen. I like it when people say, you know what? Preacher, I've decided to live for God. Amen. I wonder how many of us, I don't want you to raise your hand, but just be honest with yourself, how many of us here, now look at me, don't look down at the ground because I know you're guilty. How many of us have, we've never pronounced our desire to live for God? I mean, to set ourselves apart in a way that be pleasing to our Lord and our Savior. Amen. God was telling the children of Israel here, He said, sanctify yourselves. Amen. He said, in other words, to make a way and to pronounce a way, and He said, to have a presence, observe that way. He said, do what you're professing that you want to do. Live in a way that you want to live to be pleasing with God. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's where the rubber meets the road. Amen. When we take what we know and we put it into actions, we profess it and we observe to do it. What do we observe to do? He said, you observe to do. He said, and you shall keep my statutes. Amen. He said, do what I tell you to do. He said, do what I tell you is right. Amen. I wonder how many of us have ever sanctified ourselves. Just said, Lord, please. I mean, beg God, say, please, Lord, help me to do the thing and to act and to say things that's right. Amen. And truly mean it. See, we can say that all the time. So, oh Lord, bless me, an old sinner. You know, but praise God, when we truly mean our heart, when we realize that we are what we're talking about, just an old sinner saved by grace that needs help. Amen. Sanctify yourself. God said, sanctify yourself. Set aside yourself. Amen. Make yourself undefiled and set apart. That's what a Christian is supposed to be. Christ-like. That's what that means. Amen. Christ was a spotless lamb. He was without sin. Amen. He said, well, preacher, we'll never be that in this world. But we're supposed to strive for perfection. Amen. I think our striver's broke. Amen. Praise God. We need to get hooked back up, praise God, and allow God to begin to sanctify us as we begin to sanctify ourselves. He said, you shall keep my statutes and do them. Now watch what he says. I am the Lord which sanctify you. What I said a few minutes ago, and Brother Rex says it all the time. Well, what a help it is. He said, submit yourself to God, commit to the Lord, and resist the devil. Amen. But it don't matter how much commitment we have till we submit ourselves to God, till we come humbly before the Lord and say, Lord God, I'm not all that. I need help. Amen. I need help, Lord. Day by day, I realize I'm just no sinner saved by grace. It's not a boast, and it's not myself that I might boast. Thank God, it's about you, and I need help. Amen. So that God began submitting ourselves to God. Amen. Then the commitment comes along. That's that steadfastness that we have in that submitting. Amen. That's coming humbly for God and staying humble before Him. Then, oh God, use me, help me, guide me in the path of righteousness that I might be pleasing to you. I might do what you said. I might love my brother, my neighbor as myself. Amen. That I might not speak anything except that's you a good for the use of edifying and lifting up. Amen. Praise God. See the difference there is we can say that we're this and we can say that that. But praise God, like Brother Charles says, until we get to where rubber meets the road, like James says, praise God, we can say that we're this or that, but our works will prove us one way or the other. Amen? The deeds that we do. So we need that sanctifying power of God. You say, why? Because if we sanctify ourselves, so you make a decision in our heart, in our mind, and in our hearts that we're going to try to do that, do our part to be pleasing to God. Then the Bible tells us here that God said, I'll come along. He said, I'll come along and I'll help you with that. He said, that way when you put up that resistance, amen. He said, glory to God. He said, I'll be your resister. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, oh, hey, you know, we used to, Brother Chris, we used to have them electronic boards at the plant, and a whole lot of them had resistors in them. It would take out the noise and the static in that environment. I want to say glory be to God. Hey, we've got the best resistor there ever was in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost of God, when we submit to Him and allow Him to be that resistor. We don't have the power within ourselves to resist the devil and the temptations of this flesh. But we've got a good God, praise God, who's on our side, who knows the feelings of our infirmities, our weakness and lack of strength, and ours to make up the difference. He'll put the right voltage in the right place at the right time. Amen. Glory be to God, so that you can keep running well for the glory of God. Amen. So we have that, the step number one, justification. Step number two, sanctification. You say, why do we need that, Pastor? So we can help somebody else along the way. Amen. Look at 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 3, the Bible says this in verse 14. He said, but and if you suffer for righteousness' sake, and James tells us that we will suffer, we will have to. He said, when tribulation comes, he said, we will go through hardships. Amen. He said, happy are you. Listen there, there's the happiness. He says, when you're going through a hard time, just be happy. Amen. Why? Because you've got somebody there with you that cares for you, that'll help you. And said, be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. But listen to what he says. This is why we need sanctification. This is the second step into happiness. He said, but sanctify the Lord God in your heart. He said, set aside a place, praise God, shovel out a place in the old darkness of your heart. Amen. Let the new heart come in. Let the new heart have control and make a place for God. Amen. I think a lot of times I've gave you the example over and over again. We put God in our little box, in our heart somewhere in a far corner. We shut Him up and say, God, if I need you, I'll let you out. That ain't the way God works. Amen. He needs to be in the forefront of our heart, the forefront of our life. He said, Peter said, you need to say, he said, trouble come, things will come your way. He said, you need to sanctify the Lord God in your heart. He said, but sanctify the Lord God in your heart. Set a place for Him. He said, why do we need to do that? He says, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Amen. He said, so when people come along and say, hey, look what you've been going through, hardships and trials, but pagan, how do you still have, why are you still so happy? They say, praise God, I've got somebody with me all the way. Amen. There's joy down in my soul because of what's there. He said, ask you, the hope that's in you with meekness and fear. Praise God. Because you know the one that's doing it. Because you know you're not in control of the situation. Amen. You've gave it to Him. He says, go on, verse 16. He says, having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. He says, when you're running along, Brother Robert, and you're running well. Amen. And people's coming along and they don't understand you. Amen. They don't understand where you're coming from. They don't understand your mentality. They don't understand your aspect of this world which we live in. Seems like there's joy and happiness that just keeps overflowing no matter what the controversy. Praise God. Hey, and they say, you know what? Oh, Robert Ray, he must be crazy. He's a lunatic. He's out of his mind. Amen. Seems like there's nothing gets him down. Amen. When they talk about you and tell you crazy and everything else, they speak evil of you, praise God, because of your good conversation, praise God, all you can do is just look to glory and say, thank you, Jesus, for all that you do. Amen. I tell you what, when we do that, the devil runs out of ammunition. He don't have anything to fire back against that. Amen. When we just sell out and just praise God, even in the hard times, praise the Lord, God just moves in. He said, having a good conscience. Amen. Not caught up in the bitterness and aggravation and the frustration of the world, but having a good conscience that, praise God, you've just done that to glorify God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. He said, for it is better, if the will of God be so, that you suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. Amen? He said, you know what? He said, in order to get that second step, that sanctifying power of God upon your life, praise God, he said, you just keep doing what's right if your hair lifts the devil. Amen. And hopefully it will. Amen. I tell you what, I hate the devil. I hate the demons of hell. I hate sin and sinfulness. I hate all unrighteousness. Amen. But I tell you, I love the Lord Jesus Christ because He is a help in a time of trouble. Amen. So He said, we got to have the justification. We got to have the sanctification. Praise God, that makes a difference. That's that being set apart. Amen. For the glory of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 speaks of being set apart for the cause of Christ. He says, be not, verse 14 says, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. You know how you set yourself apart? You get away from unbelievers. Amen. And the number one thing that'll drag a Christian down is unbelief. If you ain't very careful, you can be a believer in Lord Jesus Christ, and you can get with a bunch of people, coerce them, that's non-believers, that's going about their own, doing their own thing. And if you ain't very careful, they'll drag you out. Now people tell me, well, preacher, I hang out with them. I'm trying to win them to Jesus. It never work. Very seldom does it ever work. Well, we can't separate ourselves from the world. But praise God, we don't have to hang out with the world. Amen. We love them, but we don't love what they do. Amen. If it's contrary to God, He said we can't be unequally yoked with unbelievers. Because unbelievers will drag us right back into our sinfulness. Amen. How many of you know that? Amen. Been there and done that. Amen. Even in your mind, in your mind, you're trying to be all that to them. But I want to say, listen to me this morning. Your mind is a weak thing. Your mind will cause you to do that, and yet it'll say, well, it won't hurt this time. Amen. But then there'll be another time, and then the next time, and next thing you know, praise God, you're back where you're back plumb out of the will of God because of unbelievers. He said, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness? We're supposed to be children of light. So we can't run around in the darkness. Amen. We want to be where the lights are shining. And that light's the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He shines a light for us. He said, and what concord hath Christ with Belial? Amen. A union with the devil wickedness. Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel, an unbeliever? There's no agreement. And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? Amen. He said, for ye are the temple of the living God. Do you realize if you've been born again that Christ lives in you? Amen. That your body is the temple of God. That's why we're supposed to take care of it. That's why we're not supposed to be doing things to it, putting things in it that's harmful, doing things to it that's harmful, because we're a temple of God. You are that temple. Amen. Praise God. Hey, you say, well, what does that mean? That means you're what people look at. Amen. The part of God that people see. Praise the Lord. So I will dwell in them and walk in them. And I will be their God and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And I will be a father unto you. I'm talking about a heavenly father. Amen. Has everything. and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Amen. God said, hey, listen, it's me that's talking. He said, you separate yourself, sanctify yourself. He said, I'll be a father to you, and I'll show you the way you need to go. Amen. Step number two, sanctification. Step number one, justification. But step number three, this one I like, is glorification. Amen. I like the glory the Lord shows up in Romans chapter 2, chapter 5 and verse 2. He tells us about this glorification. He said, by whom? He's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Amen. He said, we come to a place that we see and we acknowledge what God Almighty has done for us. Amen. Through the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, how did it happen? Verse 9 says, he said, much more than being now justified by the blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. Amen. So we're justified by the blood. We're sanctified, praise God, through the Lord Jesus Christ, through faith in Him. Amen. And it brings us to the glorification of the saint. Amen. Where we're brought into glory, into the literal presence of God. Amen. Where we're magnified before the Lord. In the 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, the Bible speaks of this glorification. He talks about the sinners, those that's lost and undone. He said there's going to be a flaming fire of vengeance from God, verse 8, on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said they're looking for a flaming fire, a devouring fire. He said, who shall punish with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power. He said, those that are unbelievers, those that are God deniers and God rejecters. You say, well, preacher, I believe. Yeah, but are we God rejectors? So you can believe, but you can still be a God rejecter. When God speaks to your heart, when God moves upon you, you can still push Him back, push Him away, and say, God, I'm not going that way. Boy, we got to be careful in the day that we live. We need to go the way God would have us to go. Why? Because we're looking for that third step, that glorification, the presence of a holy God. Amen. In verse 10, He says, when He shall come to be glorified in His saints, and to be admired in all them that believe. Amen. I mean to be magnified and uplifted. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Praise the Lord. When I begin to magnify Him and glorify Him and take Him as my own, praise God, and to praise Him and to worship Him and thank Him and adore Him, praise God. Amen. Praise God. He's setting me up for something bigger than this world has. He says, wherefore, also we pray always for you that our God would count you worthy of His calling and fulfill all good pleasures of His goodness and the work of faith, watch this, with power. Amen. Praise God. When we are justified by the blood of Jesus Christ and we're sanctified because we want to be. Amen. See, that's the difference in sanctification. Sanctification is something that you have to want. Amen. God, that's why God said in Leviticus, sanctify yourself, and then I'll sanctify you for myself. Amen. That makes sense. Praise God. When we want a relationship with God, God wants a relationship with us, and He'll pull it together, praise God, and He'll tie up the loose ends. Amen. Praise the Lord. I like it. Bless His holy name. The power of faith. That the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you. Now watch this. And ye in Him according to the grace, it brings it full circle, to the grace of God and the Lord Jesus Christ. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Amen. Youngins, right there we have the three steps to happiness. Justification through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Sanctification, that submission to God. You know what that does? When we submit to God, now listen to me, I'm just about finished. When we submit ourselves to God, then God takes up His position in us. Amen? Think about that. When we submit ourselves to God, amen, He takes up His position in us. Amen. You talk about a force to be reckoned with. Amen. But we can't have that. He said, till you sanctify yourself. Amen. He said, you've been justified. Just as if, Brother Robert, you had never sinned. Christ died for you over 2,000 years ago. The price was paid. Amen. That's the first step. The second step was sanctification. To sanctify ourselves so that God might sanctify us. And he said, then the third step would be glorification, where we're glorified together. Amen. Praise the Lord. That when God the Father sees Christ the Son, he sees us also. And he don't see us as old sinners. Listen to me. He sees us as he sees the Son. Praise the Lord. See, that's where I want to be. Because I want to be in the presence of God. I want to have our relationship. I want to have the help that God has for me. Amen. I may run up against something hard. Me and Brother Bill was riding around. He come up for the funeral. And I told him, I said, you know, there's a lot of people in this world. I said, I go to the hospital and stuff, and I see people that's really hurting. Last night there in the ER, they was folks there, I mean, just sick everywhere. And I told that family, I told Brother Greg's family, I said, you know what? He said, I don't see how people make it without the Lord. I said, get in a situation like it and don't have nobody they can talk to, nobody they can trust in, except the staff here at this building. And then you might get some kind of infection from being there and die anyway. Amen. There's no telling what's in that place. Everything you can think of. But praise God, I'm glad that I got somebody I can talk to. I said, Lord, just be with me. Watch out. Lord, I'm putting myself in your hands and under your control. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I set myself apart for you because you've justified me. You're sanctifying me. And praise God, Lord, I want you to glorify me with you. Amen. So that I can be one with my Savior. Praise God. Hey, I'll never be that here, but praise God, one day I'm going to be heir and joint heir with Him. Praise the Lord. What about you this morning?